I'm Chris Messini, and my guest today is Claudia Castro Luna, Washington State's Poet Laureate. Before taking on the State Poet Laureate role, she served as Seattle's first civic poet from 2015 to 2017. Born in El Salvador, she came to the United States in 1981. She has an MA in urban planning, a teaching certificate, and an MFA in poetry. Her poetry and nonfiction have been published widely, and Claudia is currently working on a memoir, Like Water to Drink, about her experience escaping the Civil War in El Salvador. She writes and teaches in Seattle, where she gardens and keeps chickens with her husband and their three children. Claudia Castro Luna, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So you are, I think, the fifth poet laureate of the state. Mm-hmm. And so give us a little primer of what is the poet laureate and why does Washington State have one?
Well, the poet laureate in Washington State is a position of service. Mm. So in addition to being a huge honor, the person in the position is expected to travel across the state and share, I would say, one's personal love of poetry, but also serve as an ambassador for poetry and the literary arts in general. So the expectation is that there will be traveling involved. And involvement with communities, you know, large and small, all kinds of communities.
Mm-hmm. And various poet laureates have interpreted that service in different ways. Mm-hmm. So what's your particular focus for your time as poet laureate?
Yeah, I mean, I am traveling. Mm-hmm. The way I'm arranging my travel is I'm trying to spend a week at a time in particular places across the state, so that I immerse myself in a location for, you know, for a week. I think that I have children at home, so that facilitates my home life a little bit. But aside from that, I've been working on a digital map of the state. I finally got funding for it, so I think I will be able to pull it off and get it up and running next year. But I'm really interested in poems of place. And so the idea is to capture visually on a map, on a digital map, the state of Washington and superimpose on that map poems of place written by people all over the state, in particular the communities where I have visited and taught workshops at schools and got people thinking about the places, you know, they live. What is it particular about, a town or a location that, what is it like to live there and what would people like for the rest of us to know? I think Washington is has such rich geography and topography. And sometimes when I'm in a particular place or even where I live, which is the Puget Sound area, I wonder what it's like to live in eastern Washington or in the Palouse, you know, where it's windy and hilly, but there are not a lot of trees. And I just wonder, how does that feel to live there versus, you know, rainy Olympia, for instance.
Yeah.
So these poems are trying to get at that sense of life in our state.
Yeah, and it seems like a poem might be a way to experience in one brief moment, you know, what it might be like to live in those different places if you can't, like you, travel to every corner of the state.
Yeah. I think even being in a place, if you're not from there, you may see something that a local person may not see. Mm. And then again, being in these places, one could be a catalyst for people to open up and realize where it is they live, because place is one of those things where we are in it. We do everything in space, but we hardly ever think about it. I mean, we are completely ruled by our geographical locations. Mm. And because we are ruled by them, we don't think about it, you know, or not in the way that a poem would invite one to think about. So I was in Okanagan, for instance, and I was at the high school there trying to get kids to write about what is it like to live and go to high school there. And, you know, I got blank faces staring back at me. And I said, what is it that is particular about this place, you know, that somebody like me who lives in Seattle wouldn't be familiar with? And then as an example, I said to them, when I arrived that morning at the high school, I had driven over an hour to get there from the town where I was staying. And B, I closed the door of my car, took one step outside, and was startled by the number of trucks in the parking lot. It was almost all trucks, like huge trucks. And I thought, it was different. You know, these are big, massive trucks with dust and mud and the tire treads. And so I took out my photograph and I took photos as for myself to remember that, because if I had more time, maybe I would have taken notes. Mm. But when I said that to the class, they all laughed. They all started laughing because they knew I had said something very true about what it's like to live there, which is you need a vehicle that is strong enough to get you across from wherever you live, because the distances are farther away and the terrain is hard and harsh in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. So you are both the first immigrant and the first woman of color to hold the position of poet laureate. What does that particular distinction mean to you? Is that important to you in your service?
You know, at the beginning, I mean, it's unavoidable. It's who I am. I am those things, mm-hmm. right? And I think at the beginning, or when I decided to apply for this enormous job, I thought it was that it offered a possibility for me to interact with communities, immigrant communities in the state, to show youth in particular that being a poet or being a writer and a woman and an immigrant for whom English is their second language is actually a possible thing to do. Mm-hmm. Partly because I didn't have that. I think I would have gone into writing a lot earlier in my life if I had had role models that I could aspire to, or, you know, have somehow a possible, even if it was really far away, an image of a possibility for myself. And so I didn't have that, and it was a harder road. And so if I could in any measure facilitate that for young people, I wanted to do that. And I also wanted to show non-immigrant, non-recent immigrants, I should say, in the state of Washington, that immigrants are like everybody else, that we do things like work in restaurants and in factories and on the fields, but we also do artistic work. We're also labor with words. You know, we are doctors and we teach in universities. And so in that sense, there is no distinction. It's human, you know, we're called to do different things, or when we have the possibility to, to embody our calling fully, then we get to do these things. And so I wanted to show that too. Now that I'm 8 months in the position, I think, you know, it is important, of course, it's important. But more important than that is that I'm a writer. That is what's important. That is what is how I got to where I am, is because I love words and I love writing. And my predecessor loved words and writing, and his predecessor did as well. And that is what unites us and what we have in common. Mm. So I think I'm leaning more toward thinking about the commonalities of ourselves as individuals, as poets, rather than the difference. Mm-hmm.
My guest has been Claudia Castro Luna, Washington's Poet Laureate. And so hopefully we'll see you next time you're in Spokane.
Yeah, I'm coming back. That's for sure. I'll let you know.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.